I wasn't expecting that so soon. My name's Daniel, and I am an alcoholic. And I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to feel the excitement in the room and see how many people are in here trying to stay sober for one day at a time. I can tell you that I started drinking when I was 15 years old, and by the second time I drank, I got drunk, and I loved it. I loved the way alcohol made me feel, like the first time I drank with just two beers, and I chased that feeling for the next 23 years. By the time I drank the second or third time, I'm already drunk, and I'm already having blackouts. I'm learning how to lie, and I'm learning how to look for that alcohol wherever I can possibly get it. And I did that for the rest of my drinking career. What happened with my drinking, though, as much as my brain told me and I told you that I was having fun and I was had a lot of friends and I really liked it, my life really wasn't going in that direction. I was already having people to start telling me, hey, you drink too much, maybe you shouldn't drink that. You know, I've already now starting to break up relationships so I don't have to deal with her over my drinking. I'm already quitting jobs before I get fired. And that's kind of what happened to me for the rest of my drinking career. I chased that feeling that I had, but I seemed to be coming up against a block wall every time I drank. And yet I told myself I was enjoying my life, I deserved it, and I wanted to do it more. Finally, the pain got so great in my life that I started getting arrested for my drinking. Like I said, I lost a career over my drinking. I got divorced over my drinking. I was unable to see my kid over my drinking. My license was gone. My bank account was gone. I spent my whole retirement in a year, all because of my drinking. And the road got harder and harder and harder, and I kept wanting to quit every single day. I would tell myself, I don't want to drink today. And within an hour, I'm drinking again. And I'm hating myself, and I'm not quitting drinking. I came into Alcoholics Anonymous a number of times over my drinking career, and I wanted to have nothing to do with you people. I have nothing in common with you people. I thought that all the people that came to Alcoholics Anonymous were losers. And I certainly didn't want to do anything in these 12 steps because you know what? I don't need them. And I'm a grown man. I've had a career as a firefighter and I was a fire captain. And so I know what I'm doing and I don't need to call up a man every single day. I don't like God and I don't want him in my life. I don't need to take an inventory. And those people owe me an amends. That was my attitude when I walked in here. But I was so beaten down and so broken and so hopeless and so desperate that I was willing to do something different. I tried to quit drinking and maintain my drinking a million different ways, and I was never successful, including coming in here and just hanging out in the back. And so what was different this time was I came in here with a little bit of open-mindedness and a little bit of willingness. I stayed for 2 weeks. I got drunk, and I cried to God that night, sobbing on my knees and asking him to please help me, and that if he helped me this time, I will stick with him the way I've never stuck with him before. That was the last day I took a drink. I came into Alcoholics Anonymous, and an alcoholic pulled me aside and said, am I okay? And I lied to him and said, yes. He asked me if I'd been drinking. I lied to him and said, no. And I left the meeting and just started crying. I called that man up that night, and I told him I needed to talk to him, and he came over. And the first thing he said to me was, so you decided to tell the truth. I don't know how he knew that. But it's the first time I remember talking to an alcoholic, one alcoholic to another alcoholic. And I told him some of my story, and he told me some of his story. And his story was exactly like my story. He couldn't quit drinking no matter what he did. That once he took a drink the first time, he had to get drunk. And he hated himself for it, but he couldn't stop. And so we talked some more, and then he asked me a question that I don't ever remember somebody asking me. And he said, are you willing to do whatever it takes to stay sober? And for the very first time in my life, I'm not doing it for my job anymore. I'm not doing it for her anymore. I'm not doing it for my kid anymore. The only person left in my life is me. And so I said, yes, I'm willing. And he laid out a plan of action that I needed to do right away, which I thought was a little drastic, but that was okay. I listened to him. He said, 90 meetings in 90 days, call me every day, do all these different things. And I was like, what an order, I can't go through with it. And you know what? He said, hey, you just told me you're willing to do whatever it takes. And that's my life. I say I want to do something, but I'm not willing to take the action. And so this time, I took the action. After I said that prayer, I took the action and I went to a meeting and I called him. And soon we started reading the big book, and soon I'm starting to work these steps. And I don't like these steps, and I don't want to work these steps. And my sponsor said, you're only on step one. And because I don't look at it that way. He asked me if I was powerless and unmanageable, and I said, no, I'm not. And he explained to me all the wreckage that I just told him about. And he said, it looks pretty unmanageable to me. And I got a little upset with him, but I didn't say anything. He asked me if I was powerless, and I said, no. And he said, you can't quit drinking. I said, no. He goes, sounds pretty powerless to me. And so I got upset, but I kept my mouth quiet. And we started working on these steps. We started working on step two. I don't want to turn my will and life over to care of God. And he reminded me, I'm only on step two. Came to believe that there's a power out there that could restore me to sanity. I said, I'm not insane. He said, didn't you just tell me how you went to an accident after a DUI 3 or 4 minutes after it happened? And you're cutting dead people and victims out of cars, and the cars are full of empty beer cans? I said, yeah. And he said, didn't you tell me you drank and got drunk the night before just like that? And I said, yeah. And he said, and you got drunk and another blackout and in your car, my favorite place to drink, the next night? And I go, yeah. He goes, that sounds like insanity to me if you just saw all this carnage and wreckage firsthand. And so I started to think, you know what, maybe my thinking isn't clearly because of that little bit of open-mindedness. And what's happened to me after I did this was my life started to change in ways that I never ever thought sobriety would be about. It started teaching me how to look in the mirror and be honest at what I saw, even if I saw a lot of warts. It taught me how to be open-minded, that maybe there's some hope for this alcoholic, that I can change some things in my life and that it can get better. It kept me open-minded to believe that maybe there is a higher power and maybe he is working in my life and that maybe something can happen. And so I just started doing these things. I didn't want to take that fifth step, and he said, you're only on step four. And that higher power kept me honest to be able to write everything because I knew I didn't have to tell everybody. And then you know what? I did take it. And it lifted a ton of bricks off my shoulders. And it gave me a sense of direction of where I'm going. It gave me a list of people I need to make amends to. And it showed me what my character defects are. So the first time in my life, I have a roadmap of what I need to do. And then I learned how to make a choice. Do I want to go this way or do I want to go that way? That way is the way I always went, and it's always ended up in misery. And this way is a new way that may be a little scary, but it seems to be making my life better. And what's happened since I've done that, it's changed my life from a character to being a person with character. It's given me a different reputation. I'm a person of responsibility. And I'm accountable, and I'm honest, and I'm trying to be of service. And that has made my life so much better because I owe all of it, to alcoholics that spent time teaching me how to learn these things and do these things with a higher power that I never wanted anything to do with, that has now fulfilled me in my life beyond my biggest dreams. And I thank you all for being a part of that. Thank you.